At this time, I will open the committee to discussion and action on House Bill 1090, which provides for the maintenance of and accessibility to concealed pistol permit information by law enforcement. Representative Dunafin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the committee. This bill was brought at the behest of law enforcement, the Sheriff's Association, and the Police Officers Association. That's comprised of most of our law enforcement in that area across the state. This bill created somewhat of a firestorm, and I think needlessly so, as often bills do. But it certainly, I hope, brought the awareness to the factor that law enforcement is vital to our state and our support of them. I must say I was somewhat surprised when several members of this committee expressed comments that to me appeared against giving law enforcement the information they need to be out there to do their job and to be safer and to do the job we're paying them for. I think we need to really look at this, but I also understand that our intent was not to create a firestorm, not to alienate anyone, and I think we can accomplish our goal in this by working on this as we move through the session and through the year. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully request you defer this bill to the 41st day.
Okay, if you would go back to your chair there and make that motion, we will entertain that. Representative Dunafin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 1090 to the 41st day.
Is there a second? Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Smith seconds the motion to send House Bill 1090 to the 41st. Representative Carius. It is my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but at the conclusion of a hearing, if we defer a bill over, as this one was, the direction of the chair is that the previous motions are moot and that we start fresh.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Dunafin.
In the minutes, page 2 from 124, sir, it says, substitute motion defer House Bill 1090 until Monday, January 29th.
You're right, yep. And it failed 5-8. So, we can do it again?
We can do it again. Representative Acarius.
When this came up the other day on a bill that we had talked about, I think it was Representative Napoli's motion to defer action, and then I had spoken to other people with parliamentary expertise about, because that put the due pass motion back on that bill for the next committee.
No, because it was a substitute motion that had passed. The defer to another day was a substitute
motion. It passed. Now, did it clear the due pass motion that was pending since it passed?
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Representative Olson.
Thank you. When a substitute motion is made, it clears the previous motion, assuming that it passes. We had this discussion. Representative Napoli made a substitute motion to defer, and the idea was that perhaps there would be an amendment. And so that would clear any previous motion to allow to amend. If a bill is held over simply on a deferring motion, it wouldn't necessarily clear any other motion. So if, for example, if we had, and I'll just pick one, if we had 1173 with a due pass motion and there wasn't time to take it and we deferred it to the next meeting, the due pass motion would remain. But as a substitute motion, that would clear any previous motion. So I believe that the current motion is in order.
And the chair concurs, because we did have a substitute motion to defer until Monday, January 29th. The bill was brought up and the chair exercised his authority to defer it after that. Further discussion, Representative Vicarious, Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I guess it's just a parliamentary issue, but I do think that we did have a vote on a motion for final action on the bill. So, if that's the case, I guess there's another motion. I would just encourage somebody to maybe consider a tabling motion, and then we don't have to worry about any argument on the parliamentary of that motion.
The chair still rules the 41st day motion is in order. If somebody wants to make a substitute motion to table it, I will entertain that. But sure. Representative Michaels.
I move substitute motion to table. Easy for me to say.
Is there a second? We have a substitute motion to table House Bill 1090. Motion made by Michael, seconded by Vicarious. Discussion on the motion.
Well, point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Olson.
Tabling motion, there is no discussion.
I'm sorry, you're correct. The motion before the committee is the tabling motion, substitute motion to table House Bill 1090. That is not debatable. And those in favor of the motion, so signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Brown?
No.
Jonathan?
Aye.
Whoops, I missed doing that.
Aye.
Thank you. Jonathan?
Aye.
Vicarious?
Aye.
Lansky?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Jaspers?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Peterson?
No. Motion carries. 1090 is tabled.